The envoys met with a wider spectrum of Sudanese actors, including civilian leaders, civil society activists, and Juba Peace Agreement signatories, which includes Sudan's military leaders. The diplomats say they believe the framework political agreement remains the best basis on which to form a civilian-led transitional government and establish a constitutional arrangement for a transitional period that ends with democratic elections. In a joint statement released Thursday, the six envoys and EU representatives urged the parties to deepen their commitment to inclusivity, bringing in women and youth to help shape their country's future. After meeting with Sudan's military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Annette Weber, EU Special Representative for the Horn of Africa, says she would like to see Sudanese stakeholders remain committed to their promises to the people of Sudan.
We are here with a message of hope, with a message of support for the framework agreement, for the trilateral mechanism as a facilitator. And we are looking very much forward into the commitment that we've heard from all different interlocutors, including the president and the vice president, to take this commitment to the next step, to bring a civilian-led government.
The trilateral mechanism includes the United Nations, the African Union, and IGAD, which has been mediating talks among different Sudanese parties. The diplomats call on all Sudanese actors to put Sudan's national interests above what they call narrow political ends and engage with one another to realize the Sudanese people's call for freedom and justice. Weber says establishing a civilian-led transitional government remains the key to unlocking the resumption of international assistance and investment in Sudan.
Time is of the essence, and we're quite encouraged to have an inclusive agreement, an inclusive process, and we are here to support this. We are here to support the Sudanese people and the Sudanese future in this region.
Minni Arko Minawi, a leader in Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition, refused to sign the framework deal last December. After meeting with Western envoys, Minawi told reporters the political process in Sudan must be inclusive.
We expressed to them the importance of inclusivity in any political process in Sudan. That includes all Sudanese who are eager to be part of this process of democratic transition. Any political process should not be monopolized by a few groups and excluding others.
Women activist Inas Muzamil welcomed the envoy's visit and says she is hopeful such international pressure will help restore a civilian-led transitional government in Sudan.
I hope that the international community will balance pressure on the government and the harm that caused to citizens as a result of the state of economic and international isolation that Sudan has been suffering from for years.
The Western envoys vowed to stand united with the people of Sudan in promoting accountability for those who attempt to undermine or delay Sudan's transition to democracy. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.